Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, the other day, I picked up a copy of the Random Lake Sounder, weekly paper in Random Lake, nice, fine little paper. The guy that puts it out. My sister subscribes to the Random Lake Sounder because our family has lived in Random Lake. My brother's still there since the late 60s, initially in rural Random Lake just outside of Boltonville, and then moved into town on Russell Drive. Russell Drive is a neat little town. So the Random Lake Sounder, my sister subscribes to it because, you know, very frequently there's somebody in there we know, and it's a lot of fun. I picked up the copy, the November 25th copy, and it had in it an opinion piece by a state assemblyman, by the state assemblyman, Timothy Ramthan, from Campbellsport. The title is Wisconsin Must Decertify the 2020 Election. This is in the Random Lake Sounder, and a picture of him. Wisconsin Must Decertify the 2020 Election. And then the article said that he has asked to, reclaim, end quote, Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes and send the correct votes, i.e. Trump votes, to the Senate. Now, this is not only false and fraudulent, it's poison. And here's my point in putting this out, putting it out on the radio. Not only is the 2020 election not going to be decertified, and not only was there nothing wrong with it, but the spreading of this kind of poison interferes with the peaceful transfer of power and fundamentally attacks our democracy. And I'm going to make a recommendation. Ramthan is not the only one doing this. He's not the only one doing this. Pick up the weekly paper, in some cases, your daily paper, and see, they will print verbatim around the state, verbatim, any press release that comes out from the local assemblyman or the local state senator, anyone. Now, a lot of them is just drivel. It'll be, you know, we Republicans think this and that. Okay, fine. They're all puff pieces. There's no editorial review gone into them. Just take it and print it. Its content fills up the paper. Now, in fairness, Random Lake Sounder has done this for a long time, and it does it for anybody who represents the area. So if a Democrat represented the area, they'd certainly do that too. But a Democrat hasn't represented Random Lake in a long time. When Jim Sensenbrenner was a congressman, they'd print his stuff. They'll undoubtedly are now printing Fitzgerald. They're printing whoever represents it, and also the state senator, also the assemblyman, in this case, Ramthan. Now, here, this is very important. Write letters to the editor in opposition. I don't care what county you're in. There are 72 counties in the state, and many of them are represented by Republicans, many of them. We're a split state. We're a purple state. We're roughly a 50-50 state. Republicans have gerrymandered, so they get two-thirds of the assembly, even though they only get half the vote. Biden won by 20,000 votes out of millions cast. But many of the people in this state, and especially in rural areas, are only reading poison. They're only reading poison. This thing would not be printed in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This thing would not have been printed in the Wisconsin State Journal. It's being printed around the state. It's false. It's destructive. And everybody listening thinks, well, what can I do about this? What can I do about gerrymandering? What can I do about this and that? You can do a lot about it. When you read something like this from Ramthan in Random Lake, and there's stuff like this going on all over the state on a lot of different issues, write a letter to the editor. They'll print it. They like a little controversy. And very firmly just say, in this case, Assemblyman Ramthan has said something that is untrue. Wisconsin should not decertify the 2020 election. It can't. It was a fair election, and Rampton is part of a Republican effort to attack our democracy. Just that. Just that. You know, you don't have to write the funeral oration of Pericles here, okay? You don't have to write a Shakespearean play. Just that. And you sign your name to it. Well, people in town know you. And they go, oh, well, that's a good person too. Rampton, yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. But if there are no letters to the editor refuting this, people read the poison. They say, well, Rampton says it. You know who says it? Rampton, Trump, Giuliani said it. Senators, now, yeah, they're Republicans. They say it. Where there's smoke, there's fire. There has to be some water on the fire. There has to be some water on the fire to put it out. But if you think that this lie isn't being perpetuated around the state, you're mistaken. That election was in November of 2020. We're coming up on 2022, and this clown is still calling for, quote, reclaiming Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes, end quote. And it's printed. It looks authoritative. It looks like it has a headline, and it does have a headline. He put the headline in. He put, you know, that's the headline from the press release. A lot of people reading newspapers don't distinguish between a weekly and a daily in a larger city. They assume that there's some sort of editorial review of all this. And if it's in there, well, I saw it in the paper. I saw it in the paper. It is essential, essential that you write a very simple letter to the editor. And dear editor, I'm writing about Rampton's article where he says he wants to decertify the 2020 election. What he says is not true. It's not getting decertified. It was fairly run. And this is another attack on our democracy. It's got to stop. That's it. That's it. Signed, Shirley Jones. That is it. And everybody in town goes, oh, yeah, I know Shirley Jones. Yeah, she's a good person. Yeah, and this Rampton, I don't know. That's sort of a little strange. Sort of a little strange. Sort of very, very strange. Very, very strange. And one of the things that is probably good is now the Congress is looking, especially the January 6th committee, about rewriting the Electoral Count Act of 1867. Why is that good news? Because that's the one that was applied after the contested election between Rutherford Hayes and Sam Tilden in 1876. And they're no longer going to let a clown like Pence get up there and be threatened when he's supposed to read a ceremonial certification and think that he can take it away. That whole process has got to be rewritten. Congress is rewriting it. The problem is the Republicans won't go along with it. We have the majority. The problem is Manchin and Sinema are only half Democrats, maybe not even that. They won't suspend the filibuster, and on it goes. We've got to do everything we can, understanding that we have 48 Democratic votes and two possible quislings, and certainly on voting rights and this kind of stuff. But we've got to soldier on. We have got to soldier on. The Congress is discussing now, and that means the Democrats and a handful of good Republicans like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger to rewrite the Electoral Count Act of 1867 so the clowns that tried to pull off January 6th can never do it again, and a guy like Rampton will finally keep quiet. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.